Welcome to the What Please Cycling Podcast. Today, I, Carlos Ozols, or Cycling Graphs, and Nijka or Gabriel Strojic will discuss about many races. We will discuss about UAE Tour, Jebel Hafid and Jebel Jais stage, Gran Camino, where Michael Woods destroyed everyone on the 7-minute climb. Also, we will mention what McNulty did in the French one-day race. And also, we will discuss what happened in last week. Evenepoel did the insane time trial in Algarve, where he produced monster watts. And also, we will discuss what Nairo Quintana did. And yeah, let's start with the most important race on our list. And it's the UAE Tour Queen Stage on Jebel Hafid. And can you say what Pogacar and Adam Yates did on that climb?
Yeah, UAE Tour first World Tour race. Once again, it was Adam Yates and Pogacar, basically the same as last year. Pogacar once again just hanging on and then winning the sprint in the end. 6.33 watts per kilogram for 26 minutes 19 for Adam Yates, and then 6.28 watts per kilogram for Pogacar, because he dropped a bit more, considering that they did like no kilojoule or had no fatigue before. Not really an impressive performance or nothing out of this world. Probably also has to do with the heat in 2020. Adam Yates was produced way more watts per kilogram, like close to over 6.5. But yeah, the surprising thing for me was that Intermarché was very, very disappointing after they had, like, on Jebel Jais and Tour of Oman, they were pretty fucking good, especially Jan Hirt and Tarame, but they were useless on Hafid this time.
Yeah, they lost 3 minutes on Jebel Hafid, Jan Hirt and Rein Tarame, and they lost even to, like, riders like Andreas Leknessun, like, on Chris Harper, like, they lost, like, 1 and 2 minutes. Like to them, and it's crazy considering what they did on Tour of Oman, where they destroyed the Quickstep with their mountain train. Like how much Masnada lost with them? Like just 2 minutes on that.
It was close to 2 minutes in 1.8 kilometers or something, or 2 kilometers, just at the end.
It's surprising, like, how the fuck they lost. Maybe UAE Emirates paid them to lose them, because maybe like it's the most important race for the UAE Emirates, probably. Like you could see like how happy were the Arab sheikhs and the teammates and team bosses after the finish, where they screamed UAE, UAE.
Also on the stage, quite a good performance from Pello Bilbao. Just finished just 5 seconds behind Pogacar and Yates. Probably must have done similar watts per kilogram. And then in the group behind, Luke Plapp, young Australian, also great time trialist. So could be future GC contender or the Super Domestique.
I think he's the best option for Ineos in Tour de France. Like, he can time trial really well.
Okay. Carlos Rodriguez.
He can race in the Vuelta a España.
I think you should send Martinez to the tour. Yeah, Martinez and Plapp probably.
Yeah, because like maybe I can burn all, because like I don't know.
Yeah,
like, he looks pretty fine right now.
Yeah, also had like Carlos Verona finishing the group 16 seconds.
Sixth.
Man, he is so strong. He was so strong. He's such a good domestique usually, but man, I think this was his first chance really be a leader for Movistar. Man, he performed. I think
he wasn't supposed to be a leader. I think it was Oscar Rodriguez, but Oscar Rodriguez probably fucked up, and he got his chance, Verona.
He's better than Oscar Rodriguez. I knew it from the start. And yeah, also Rafał Majka was in the group. He did also a good job for Pogacar pacing. And then we have Alexander Vlasov once again showing that he can't ride a climb over 20 minutes, and lost to this group 30 seconds to Pogacar, and then still finished fourth in GC.
It's nothing out of this world. Then Pogacar and Adam Yates can do this watts per kilo for almost in every race if they try.
There are always crazy, like these riders that only perform in UAE Tour, like Bouchard and Harper. I think it's probably because of the heat, because they just like can ride relatively well in the heat, but they seem to always be up there in the UAE Tour or it's at least better than in the other races, but it could also just be coincidence, I guess.
They are like Enrico Gasparotto in Amstel Gold Race. Like,
yeah.
Also, there are some Belgian guys who performed only on La Flèche alone, I remember. Yeah.
Oh, Michael Gogol in Strade.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
like, out of
what
nowhere.
The fuck? I saw him twice in the last year, and it was in the last 2 years. I saw him twice, and it was both in like was in Strade 2020 and 2021. I don't know what he's doing the entire year.
Yeah, and the previous the first mountain stage in UAE Tour was Jebel Jais, and also Pogacar won that. And did they broke the climbing record?
Oh no, they were actually quite slower than Jonas Vingegaard, who has the record from last year. They had this climb this year 45 minutes 29 seconds, and last year they were 31 seconds, or Vingegaard was 31 seconds faster, so nothing exceptional. Kind of like UAE placed for most of the climb. Dumoulin dropped like super early, and then Intermarché tried something, but it wasn't hard enough to create any gaps, and then Pogacar won the sprint out of Adam Yates.
According to Nielsen Paulus data, he did like 5.7 watts. So basically, I think Pogacar maybe did like 5.775, something like that.
Yeah,
also,
something
like
that. Gerhard
uploaded his data, but I think his data under red. Yeah, like he had like 5.6 watts per kilo.
Also possible. It's like on this climb, it depends so much on how well you draft. If you are like in the group, you draft so much more as if you're like in the top four riders. So can vary.
Because like Paulus was at the front at the start of the climb. But again, you don't hear that like three times. And
true.
And Pogacar closed his attack like three times. So if he wouldn't be like so overpowered, he wouldn't win this stage. He's like consistently, extremely consistent at the high level.
In like the races he targets, he's always on. No weakness.
But he targeted UAE Tour, he won. He targeted Lombardy, he won. He won Tour de France, he targeted. Also, he won Liège, what he targeted.
Tirreno.
Also, Tirreno, like, fuck's sake, like... when was the last time he didn't win his target race? Because he won also Tour de France in
2019 Vuelta.
Oh, holy fuck. Or maybe UAE Tour in 2020 where he finished second.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, Adam Yates was
like imagine, like, the last time you didn't win your target race was 2 years ago. Like
it's crazy.
Yeah, like, he's... I don't know, like, he's only 23. Sad that he isn't from America, from USA. It'll be... Voila, damn, he will be so much popular. But yeah, Slovenia, the smallest country you can find where cycling exists at some kind of level. Mm-hmm. 2 million people, and they have the two best riders in the world somehow.
And then also like other 10 world tour other riders that are also good, like Moritz, Drotnik,
Mezget,
Novak, and a few others, man.
Okay, then there we can discuss also Gran Camino Stage 2. I think this was the most impressive performance maybe this season, where Michael Woods destroyed everyone on the Finnish climb. What was the name of the Finnish climb?
Mirador de Ezaro.
Okay.
I used a few times before in the Vuelta a España. He didn't break the climbing record of Joaquin Rodriguez from 2012 Vuelta a España. Rodriguez 6:45 and Woods is 6:58. So yeah, 30 seconds slower, but still impressive performance. Yeah, he did 7.1 watts per kilogram for 7 minutes. Basically, I think his Strava also had something similar to the calculation. So yeah, should be all right. 12.74 watts kilojoule per kilogram per hour for 4:30, so decent pace before, and yeah, quite a strong performance. He distanced Valverde, who's also strong on these like short climbs, by I believe it was 14 seconds
more. It was like 16, let's check.
Yeah 16 seconds. And then the third rider was Ruben Fernandez, who was one on this climb as well in the 2016 Vuelta. When he climbed, I think 6:56, so actually faster than Woods. He finished third, 37 seconds behind.
Yeah, it's insane, like 37 seconds on 7 minute climb. It's like out of this world.
That man, that climb is so steep. It's like average 14.6% already, and then they have like pinches to like 30% or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, but also, this was like the most perfect race you can find for Woods. Like, it wasn't, I think, it wasn't very difficult before the climb. It's like 7 minutes and extremely steep climb. So, yeah, so he could drop people easily because drafting didn't. Like, okay, it exists, but it's like maybe if you drop behind,
I calculated it. I think it's like 3 watts if you draft the entire climb, or 4 watts, something like that.
Okay.
It's not much.
Yeah,
it exists, but it doesn't matter too much if you ride at 7.7 watts per kilogram, like over 450 watts, and 3 watts doesn't matter that much.
To be interesting, if LaFleche alone would make the final climb 2 times longer, but there is no such climb in Belgium, probably.
Yeah, I think that would suit Woods better, to be honest. Like, I think...
Like, he also won Milano-Torino on Superga, which is 13 minutes, So he likes more like this seven.
I think on 7 minutes he's better than Alaphilippe, but Roglic, it's difficult. Roglic should also be like insanely good at this.
Yeah,
this sort of climb.
Probably. Roglic can do almost anything. So there was next stage 3 in Gran Camino, where there were 3 mountains. And it didn't exactly finish on the mountain top. It was like it was like 2 kilometers descent in the end. And Michael Woods finished with Alejandro Valverde and Ivan Ramiro Sosa. So yeah, with 2 Movistar riders. And what they did on that climb?
Oh yeah, on the final climb, which was like 21 minutes, around 21 minutes, I don't have it in mind exactly, but they did, according to Strava, like Michael Woods at 6.09 watts per kilogram, and then Valverde, Strava says 6.14, so somewhere around 6.1 range. It can be vary a bit from draft.
It was for 22 minutes.
Oh yeah, 22 minutes. So around 6.1 watts per kilogram, 21 minutes did. Yeah, Sosa, Valverde, and Woods. And on the middle climb, they also rode quite hard, which was around 3.5 kilometers at 10%. They rode it in 11 minutes and 13 seconds. And Michael Woods did 6.2 watts per kilogram on that, according to Strava. And I think Valverde had like 6.23 or 6.25, or something like 6.2, 6.25. It on the middle climb. So quite a bit of fatigue before, but nothing crazy on watts per kilogram basis.
Also was the first race from Mark Padoon. Well, he isn't looking like maybe in his top shape.
I'm not sure he's that race weight yet. He looked quite heavy, to be honest.
Yeah, he finished 19th on the steep mountaintop finish in the race stage or Woods one, and on this one he finished 5th. He almost killed the Coffee Destroyer in the sprint at the end. It was pretty exciting to watch that.
There'll also be a TT to finish off the race, 3 TT 16 kilometers. So Valverde will definitely beat Woods in GC, who is only 10 seconds ahead of him at the moment.
And what about your favorite cyclist, Jose Neves? Well, what can you say about his performance race?
His watts are good, but man, what the fuck? He can't ride a bike. Like on stage 1, I saw him when he in this steep climb, when he had to position himself, he was like 80th wheel, and he finished like top 10, which is still good performance from that position. So yeah, he can push the watts, but he can't position himself, and he can't descend, what we saw on the third stage with the three climbs where he got dropped on the first descent. Then on the middle climb where Woods and Valverde did 6.2 watts per kilogram, he had to catch up, set the carry on Strava, doing like 6.45 according to his Strava. Then got dropped on the next descent again and climbed the last time that at 5.9 watts per kilogram. Still good. Like, if he could ride a bike, he could be a functioning world tour rider easily. But yeah, has to learn to ride his bike, man.
Okay, the next one is the French race, Fon Ardèche Classic, the Monday race with some hills in it. And yeah, it was impressive performance from Brandon McNulty, who won this quite convincingly with the solo raid. And he attacked on the second to last climb, which was 6 kilometers long and 7% steep. And he did it 550 watts for 16 minutes and 7 seconds. So it's something between 6.52 watts per kilo, which is pretty impressive. And also he dropped from his wheel Mori van Seven and Clement Champson and Sepp Kuss. So he had a strong competition there. And yeah, it was interesting race because there were also Primož Roglič, Julian Alaphilippe, but they weren't in the first group. So they basically allowed their teammates to fight for the victory.
Yeah, I mean, Roglič, Alaphilippe, first race of the season. It's actually surprising to me that Roglič, like, usually he goes for every race, like, goes, like, full crazy on, like, these minor races. Maybe he has learned from Giro dell'Emilia and what was the other race? Milano-Torino last year, where he, like, was so good and then was kind of not that good anymore in Lombardia. Maybe he's learned to peak for the important races, but we'll see. It was just the first race of the season.
And yeah, it was pretty impressive because, like, in the last 52 minutes, McNulty averaged 396 watts, which is 5.74 watts per kilo. So for 52 minutes. And yeah, he did like almost also insane power on the flat sections. He did like in the last 3 kilometers, he did 417 watts for 4 minutes. So yeah, he I don't know what he's eating because in the like his start of the season is like really well. Like he won also Trofeo Calvia, which was the first UCI race of the season, that's above first category. Yeah, what else he did? He finished second in GC in Volta Algarve. Yeah, and he's flying right now, as how also other UAE riders are flying in the start of the season.
Yeah, he's been quite successful so far. Strong start of the season, but I want to see what he can do in like world tour level stage race, because that's been his weakness, multiple hard days after each other so far. Maybe he has improved in that regard as well, but it'll be tough. Nairo Quintana also raced, yeah, it wasn't last week, it was 2 weeks ago, in the Tour des Alpes Maritimes du Var against Tim Wellens, who also performed quite well in this race. On stage one was like an easy stage, nothing for the climbers. But on stage two, we had Col d'Aze, where Quintana already won this race in 2020 when he had an insane performance on Col d'Aze. But this time it was like a slightly different side, even harder. So better for Quintana. He launched it right from the start, 5.4 kilometer climb, 7.8%. He climbed it in 14 minutes, 11 seconds faster than Tim Wellens at 6.78 watts per kilogram, which is, yeah, this or Woods are like the performances of the season so far, quite impressive. But Tim Wellens also, I think he posted that he achieved his best 10 and 20 minute power ever. Chased him down in a little short valley falls flat after that and outsprinted Quintana in the end, so no differences on that stage. And then on the last stage, Quintana launched like a 35 kilometer attack, and dropped well on the climb and extended on the descent, and on the last time he extended even more and won the stage by like 1:30. So he won the race easily in the end. Quite impressive performance, especially the descending was crazy to watch from Quintana.
Next race he will race will be Paris-Nice, where he'll be up against Primož Roglič. Also, Simon Yates, Adam Yates will race that. What else was Alexander Vlasov and João Almeida. So it will be impressive competition, because in these smaller French races, his biggest competition in climbs was Tim Wellens, Guillaume Martin, Julian Alaphilippe, and Mathias Kelmose-Jensen. So those are the biggest names. It'll be interesting to see what he can do on Col de Turini, the 17 kilometer long climb, 77%, which is like basically 40 minute climb. So it's
for 40 minutes.
One of the he longer also climbs.
Yeah, it will be hard to drop Roglic there if Roglic is in top form.
Roglic will have like Wouter Aert, Stefan Kruijswijk, Rowan Dennis. It'll be pretty hard to, like, even if he drops Roglic, he has dumb mistakes.
GC win with the time trial and the punch he finishes is like not possible for Quintana, but maybe he can win a
only
stage.
Way is if he does his decent attack, maybe. Maybe VV.
I mean, even then, like he will lose 30 seconds to in the time trial, then bonus seconds on every punchy stage. It's like he'll be a minute at least, like so much.
Well, it's pretty hard. I also wrote an article on that, and I think if he can top three, it'll be like massive. But he will also he stated that he wants a podium Tour de France, where there are like how many time trial kilometers?
It's 50 kilometers, around 50 kilometers.
Okay. Well, it's still pretty much.
Yeah. He'll lose like 3 minutes probably around that.
Okay. And then there's the only time trial that we will discuss. It's Wouter Algarve stage 4, where Remco Evenepoel, according also to his words, he did his best time trial in his life. He always hides his power, but it's like 2 or 3 minutes after he uploads, and thanks to one of our followers, we got his power number. So, and what Remco did on the time trial?
For the full time trial, so 32 kilometers, he did 392 watts for 37.49 minutes. That is, I calculated his weight based on like the climbing stage in Valenciana, I believe, where we also someone saw the watts, and he did, so I calculated he's around 62.5 kilogram at the moment, and that would mean he did 6.27 watts per kilogram for 38 minutes, basically, which is like insane performance. It's of course a time trial, so no fatigue before, but it's still like crazy watts per kilogram.
He needs to do also this in aero position, like his position is really aero, and like if he could replicate this power numbers on, I don't know, on Laplagne, he'll probably stay on Padun's wheel. Somehow it's weird that he can't perform on climbs. Maybe it's due to fatigue that he can't put out such numbers after three, four, five hours after racing. It's pretty weird.
It's either that. I think he probably actually has like similar issues to Neves, that he just can't position himself in a bunch and waste so much kilojoule before for the last time. I think we checked the Lombardia file he put up, where he wasted like way more kilojoule than Valverde before the last time or something. I remember that, but I can't remember exactly, but I think it was like that. That's why he would be way more fatigued in like a race where he has to position himself the entire time. But that's why he probably can't perform at such a high level in road races. And maybe It's also like the theory I think we talked about is that he just, can't hold his climbing position long enough for the long climbs, especially in steep climbs.
Yeah, but at least he will race this year if they don't change plans about España. And before that, he will do Tirreno, Basque Country, Tour of Norway, Tour de Suisse, Volta Burgos, so five stage races more. He'll probably will gain more experience, so he'll he'll race seven stage races before Volta España. He'll also be in this Ardennes Classics. His schedule is pretty stacked. Maybe it's too many race days actually, like seven.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it might be he also will just not do some of these races, like Norway. We'll see. Maybe he doesn't do it or something like that, or to the Swiss. We'll see. Yeah. So, but if he can sort his issues out with performing at the same level in road race as in a stage road race as in a time trial, he can probably like be a serious competitor. The Vuelta a España, there are not too many rampas inhumanas in the Vuelta compared to other years, so maybe it should suit him. And they also have a team time trial and a relatively long time trial, should suit Quickstep.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and yeah, that's all.